Before I start, I want to say thank you so much for your guys' help and what you've done for me and for praying for my country and for Russia. My friends say thank you to you. I talked to them today and they really thank you. Tonight I'm going to talk about adoption. Adoption to God's family. And I want to compare like normal adoption and spiritual adoption. What's adoption? It's a process where you accept not related to your person, to your family, to your home. You give him house, you give him food, you give him your time, you give him good memories. And it's a so serious process, and it's have a lot of rules. The most important rule in adoption is you need to understand why you do this and why you want to do this. And what I like about God, we know his answer already. He always wants to, we're going to be part of his family. And we know it's always going to be yes. And he's waiting for us to do this. And we can read in James 1, chapter 1, verse 27. It's religion that God, our Father, accept us pure and faultless. Is this to look other orphans and widows and this and their distress, and to keep oneself from being piloted by the world. It means he's gonna keep us safe any time, and that's good. Like it's show he want to care about us. And when my parents adopt me, the question were been asked me is a lot of is, do you really want to? My old family will ask me, my grandma asked me like maybe a million times, do you really want this? And I'm like, yes, of course, because I know it's going to be better for me and I want to have our true family. And and same God, he always going to ask us. You come to church and he always ask you, do you want to be part of his family? All the time in the end of the sermon, we ask, do you want to be? And you shall say yes. It'll be better for you, you know? And when you hear word adoption, you automatically think about word family. What is the family? Family is a group of people who love you, who care about you, who want to give you everything what they have and be part of your life. And in my opinion, it's so good to have a family. And it's one of the greatest blessings that God give to us all. And I like that. And people create that way. They want to be part of something, or they want to feel they belong to something or to somebody. Yes. And God himself want to make us be part of his family. Like it's not somebody, it's not your friend, it's not your neighbor, you know, it's God. He, the most powerful, all loving, or knowing God. He's not somebody. And he asks you every time, come to me, be part of my family. And you can, in 2 Corinthians 6:18, it says, I will be your father to you, and you will be my son. And daughters say the Lord is almighty. It's been he's saying he want to be our father, and we are his sons and daughters. And it's pretty cool, you know, guys. Now I want to talk about more spiritual family, like you guys. Like, you support me so much, and I can see you all the time. I have texts every time, like couple days. It's like people I not even know asking me, how are you? We're gonna pray for you. Like, we're gonna ask God to help you. I went to Florida College like a couple days ago, and I meet people who I even don't know, and they hug me and say, I'm so sorry about it. And I don't know them, but they know the God, and God make connections between, because he our father and we all brothers and sisters. And God always gonna be with you, because like a father, he cares about me, you, and everybody in the world. And you can read in Psalm chapter 27, verse 10. It says, "For my father and my mother can forsake me, but Lord will be take me in." And mom and dad can kick you away. Mom and dad can be mad at you, but God's not. God always gonna love you and always gonna support you. Yeah, and same you can read in, I cannot say that, Deuteronomy. I'm sorry for that, man. It's a big word. Yeah, chapter 10, 18, it says, "He defends the case of the fatherless and the widows, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing." It means he's gonna support you anytime and every second. He's gonna provide for you food, gonna provide your dress, he's gonna provide everything for you. Adoption, it's process who costs a lot of money. It's cost a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of nervous. And God give the biggest prize we can have. He give his son, and he give us his son for death, for we can be forgiven, if we can chance for eternal life, for be part of his family, for we can be adopted to his family. And in Ephesians 1, verse 10, oh no, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "He presenting us for adoption on himself as sons to Jesus Christ, according to the process, according to the purpose of his will." It means he gave our son for we can be his children. And and if we're part of God's family, we need to be happy about it. We need saying people we are, and we need tell people this family exists. When you tell people it exists, like, you need to say, "Man, I have the best family," because, you know, you can be mad at me, don't talk to me, but you have a God who always gonna be with you. And when you share this message to the people and says, you can be part of that too. And when you adopt to God's family, you have responsibilities. Like, you adopted to normal family, you have responsibility too. Like, mom and dad adopt me. This mean I need to wash dishes, guys. I need to clean the house, and I need to try help them. And I have responsibilities too. And in the God's family, you too have responsibilities. Support each other, love each other, and care about each other, because we all one family. Yeah, and then I just want to say a story. One really important person to me asked me one time, "What are the most important to you in your life?" And I answer family, because, like, you know, it's a good answer, you know, like, family, it's been really important to me all the time. But I realized after that, you know, I talked with dad that night, I'm like, man, I want is gonna be a God, because I want to be part of his family. And I answered, I asked the person back, what for you the most important? And right away she answered God, and I'm like, man, I want to be like that too, you know? Yeah, because it's awesome, because, bro, your father is a God. Like, nobody, like, I don't know somebody can say that in school, you know? I can, because he's my God, he's my dad. Yes, and you can be part of this family anytime. I guess you can do right now, you can do later, just don't wait. Like, I've been waiting for a long time, because I've been scared to give the promise I don't do it. And I kind of feel it's right, but it's not, because I wait for too long. And you can be part of his family anytime, and you can do, yeah, That's it. Anytime. Yeah. And in the end, I want to just read. Oh, no, I have one more. I'm taking that. Yeah. And I want to read Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will give to you too. It's mean him be in first place. You want to think about how you can be in his family first, not about money, work, friends. Even your mom and dad, you need to still think first about him. And I want more. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Jesus says, love your Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. That's mean he need be everything to us, and we need to give everything to him. And in the end, yeah, I want to read George chapter 1, verse 12. But to all who died, receive him. Oh, no. But who all did receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. If you believe and you want to be part of his family, you can.